The ghost of your jaw still burrows, all teeth skin and scruff into my neck, savoring the milky velvet virgin cove behind my ear, an offering that tugs a hungry purr up from your gut, as one might pull a briny netted crab out of the sea. Up, up from the depths, to splay luridly upon the rotting pier, gulping down the last of that insidious left-handed snack I used for bait. Your breath arches my back, or should I say, the memory of your breath. It teases me with messengers, coming disguised as the kiss of the sun through the crowded bus window, as the heaviness of my hot shower, and as my own hands tracing the effigies of love you sculpted into that bit of earth that makes up my collarbone, seeking to stir up some electric dust that settled there, humming, when you pulled magic from my skin with fretted hands and washed me in my own surrender. What a relief it was to disintegrate, loosely as a smiling corpse, cradled by the flaming pyre of the branches of your arm. I did not suck my stomach in. I sit in buses and in showers, in ecstasy's echo, letting my head loll back indecently as an August peony, a plum, and realize fiercely that we are still making love, just no longer skin to skin.